sugya of Goydel Ma'ilas Atfilo. Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Before we get to the halacha of Tzadik Gimel, Tzadik Ches, Kof Beis, Kof Dalet. That's next problem, Beis Hashem. Beis Hashem Yisbar. The Gemara says Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Omer Reb Elozer. Gedoyle Atfilo Yerisim Ben Akabonis. Shinemar Lomel Yerayv Zevcheichem. Viktuv Ubefarizchem Kapeichem. Eli, Einem Ehem, Rashi says, he loved the Gedolei Tefila, Kimin Omelei, Li Reiv Zevcheichem, Omelei Tzuv Frizchem, Hafilu Zevcheichem Lenichalei. Why did HaKadosh Baruch have to say to Klal Yisrael that I'm not interested even in your Tefila? L'chora, once he already told you that he's not interested in the Karbonis, Kol Shekein is not interested in the Tefila. Elamai, the Tefila's Gresser is greater than Karbonis. HaKadosh Baruch was saying, not only in your Karbonis I'm not interested, I'm also not interested in your Tefila. L'chora, the Chiddush of Rabbi Lozer is that we have something even after the Churban Beis Hamikdash that we don't have Karbonis, the Chol Pachas. We have Tefillah as the way to be Miskarav to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to connect to Ribbono Shel Olam. The problem is that the very next Gemara is Mavur not that way. The very next Gemara says, V'omer Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Lozer Alein, V'yoyim Shechor Beis Hamikdash, Ninu Lushari Tefillah. K'shenemar Gam Ki Azak V'Serveya, Sosam Tefillasi. Afa Pisha Shari Tefillah, Ninu Lushari Tefillah, Ninu Lushari Tefillah. And the next Gemara says as well, "V'omer b'lozim yirim shachar b'esam ikdash nifzakol chemes baris the way nisrael avim shemashamayim." So the Chora the Mashmoy says that Rabbi Lezer holds that after the Chora b'esam ikdash, tefila is not an oifen of being miskarav to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ninu shari tefila, and there's no way to be mispal after the Chora b'esam ikdash. So is tefila a way to be miskarav to Kadosh Baruch Hu after the Chorban, or is tefila not a way? Not only that. L'chara, it should be also to daven. If it's true that sosam tefilasi and there's a mechitza shabarzel that's mafsik between Yisrael Avim Shemaim, so what heter is there to daven? L'chara, it's a bracha levatol. The whole meaning of tefillah, because Yisrael is not going to listen to tefillah, so why is it not a bracha levatol? So the Ein Yaakov, the Iyun Yaakov on the Ein Yaakov, the Rif on the Ein Yaakov, and the Torah Tmimah says the same thing in Echo on the pasik of Gam ki azak v'ashaveya sosam tefilasi. He says that that pasuk is going only by Yochid. However, when it comes to Rabim, Enechnami by Yochid, Sosam Tfilasi, and there's a Mechitza Shabazel that's Masik. However, when it comes to a Rabim, it says it's a pasuk of first in the Torah. Mi ka Hashem leikenu, mi goy godal shelo Elohim krevim eilov, ka Hashem leikenu, b'chol kareinu eilov. It's a first in the Torah, it says b'chol kareinu eilov. And Kodesh Baruch Hu's makabal are Tfilos, whenever we call out him, it's mashma. Even after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, because the Shbaruch is Mekabel Eretz Tefilas. And not only that, that's the Gemara Darshan. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that Pasuk is going in a Tefilas Rabim. Henkel Kabir Loyimas Tefilas Rabim. A Tefilas Rabim, because the Shbaruch is not Mois. Gam Ki Azak Vashaveh Asasam Tefilasi is going by a Yochid. B'chol Kireinu Elov, that Kodesh will listen to our Tefilas, is going by Rabim. The Gemara legs too in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches, that there's sometimes that even a Yochid has the Koyach of a Rabim. Elo Asaryam Dirshu Hashem Yimatu Kruve Zekarav, referring to Elo Asaryam Shemayin Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, that a Yochid also has the Echirlis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara asks, it's only by a Tzibah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to Tefillah. What's with the Yochid? The Gemara says, by Asar Shemayin Shuvah. Agav, it's just one person who wants to tell me a day. He said, anytime they want to get a Tzibah to daven for something, if it's something that's very important, you get a Tzibah to daven, you're not going to be Matriach 10 people. Asar Shemayin Shuvah, every Yochid has a Koyach of a Tzibah. The Gemara is telling you, Mamash, it's ki'ilu as you're getting a tzibur daven, even a tzibur during essentially Yom Yitzhuvah, alas kama kama, but it's a zman mesugah for tefilo, that it's ki'ilu every yachid has the echirlis of a tzibur. So kum tais tenechanami, that there's a difference between gam ki ezek vashaveya and mechitza shabarzo, that it says after the churban hamikdash, that's going by tefilas yachid, but by tefilas rabim, tenechanami, it's not a problem, as long as you daven with a minion, you're okay. So it should come out that it's also. The next question is the obvious question. L'chur, it's going to come out that a yachid is going to be also to daven. So the truth is, if you look at Ramayish and Tshuva, in Chelek Beis, Simon Chov Zayin, he's mitzad like that. Not for this week, he's mitzad like that. It's not so pasha b'chlal, to daven without a minion. Even though he says, lo'ili mishtadol to daven, l'oshan tzuchon orach, a person should be mishtadol to daven with a minion. So the yishtadol is lav dafka, it's a choyva. Zikr tzachayva, it could be you're not here to your chiv if you don't daven with a tefillin with a minion, because a person is only batuach that his tefillah is going to be mekubal if he's beravim. Because he ain't kill kaber leim as tefillas rabim. But a yochid doesn't know for sure that the tefillah is going to be kubo. The tefillah is not going to be mekubo. Then your chanami is not your tizchiv. To daven in an oifen that you know that your tefillah is not going to be mekubo, you're not your tizchiv. That's a good question. That's a good question. Maybe we'll get up to that. I'm sure it comes up in Reb Chaim. We'll get up to that. Mitzvah Shem. L'chora, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to listen to tefillah, so then it should be savisai. So what's the story? How's the yochid allowed to daven? How's the yochid allowed to daven? B'chlal, the mashmoyis of the pasuk is talking out the second pasuk b'chol apachas. Maybe gam ki ezak v'ashaveya, that's loshim yochid, sosam tefilasi, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't is a ninu lushari tefillah. That's going by Yochid, but the next pasuk is mashma not that way. It says that there's a choymas barzel that's mafsik ben yisrael avim shabashamayim. Mashmoy says even by a ravim. Even by a ravim there's a choymas barzel that's mafsik between klal yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's going to help to have a ravim that's davening if you have mechitzo that's being mafsik? And not only that, the next Gemara says, Omer b'chonan, Omer b'chanino, kol amarech b'tfilosoy, ein tfilosoy chazeres reikom. Mashma, that your tfilos are mekubum. Is that talking about a Yochid or a ravim? Says the Gemara, Minolan, Mi Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu. Bespal Hashem Basfiksiv, Yishma Hashem Elayik, Amav Amayi. So we're talking about a Yochid. You could say Moshe Rabbeinu, Shokho Kenegi Kol Kalei, so maybe that's a... L'chor, the Pashtus of the Gemara is coming to tell you that no, that every Yochid in a Chanami, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekabel L'Tfilah if he's Marech B'Tfilah. So what's going on over here? And the next Gemara also says, That's also mashma talking about dafka. It's talking about even a yochid, l'chura. And it's l'chura not going dafka in the case of bizman beis hamikdash. So the truth is, Marsha in Bav Metzion, after the test, with the same Gemara, that he gives a different shot. And he says, even though it says ninulu shari tfilo, it doesn't mean that you can't open him. He says, the boy tfilo verachamim merubim lefnei amokim shiyiftach minul ashar. Sometimes you need the Rebbeinu Shlom to open up the doors. When the doors are open, so all tefillahs go in. However, when the doors are closed, you need somebody to open it up. How do you open it up? Tefillah v'rachamim merubim. In the Chanami, even a yochid, if he's mispalel v'tefillah v'rachamim merubim, then in the Chanami, Kadosh Baruch will open it up. And the same thing he says by Mechitza Shabbat and Unzer Seger. He says the tefillah ain't a nishmas kol kach miyem shechor beis hamikdash. It's not nishma kol kach. I would say maybe Moshe ba'alma. Maybe that's really what Chazal mean. What does it mean Mechitza Shabbat and Unzer Seger? If you're on the other side of Mechitza Shabbarza and you're screaming, you don't hear it through the Mechitza Shabbarza? You could, but it's very faint. In a nishmas kol kach. So our tefillahs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a nishmas kol kach. They're very faint. And to be able to mean this gabal, it has to be that a person is very passionate about his tefillah. When in a chanami, once a person, it's not that they're not in his gabal b'chlal, but a person has to be maimik in the tefillah. And that's l'chur, the Indian of the Hemshech Gemara. Ain't tefilasach kol amarech b'tefilas ain't tefilasach ezreikam. It's actually the emshich of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Afal pisha shari tefilin nirlu, shari dimel nirlu." When a person davens with hearts, when a person davens with tears, then that's a real tefilah that Kadosh Baruch Hu in Chanami will. A person has to be metamet. A person has to put in effort that Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to the tefilas. How does he do that? Through tears, or through being marech b'tefilas. Sorry, kavli Hashem chazaka mizbecha ve'kavli Hashem davening another time. But that's the way that even a yochid bezman hazeh. His tefillahs could be mekubal. But it's not that they're not mekubal at all. It's interesting, the Meiri, in Bav Metzion, he says as follows. He says, Afa pi sh'roiv tefillah, e efshir sh'loi li'anis bo. He says, when a person davens roiv tefillah, a person davens a lot for something, maybe the Raya Smoish Rabbeinu. Al tesef lai daber lai yoyin b'davar azach, as Baruch Hu said. After 515 tefillahs, he says, you're going to daven another time, I'm going to have to answer you. He says, the lashon of the Meiri is, Afa pi sh'roiv tefillah, e efshir sh'loi li'anis bo. Even though when a person davens a lot of tefillah, it's not shach that Kadosh Baruch Hu won't answer it. Mikol mokim kshi yoytze mimam ke halev ad shadim ageveres lov mikubelos b'yoyser. When a person, it comes from the heart, it comes from tifa rain so much that a person is going to cry, that it's so heartfelt, that he's able to bring tears to his eyes, he says, that's mikubelos b'yoyser. Derech tzachis omru, says the Meiri. V'yorim shechor v'yoyser mikdash ninu l'shari tefillah, v'yoyser shari tefillah ninu l'shari tefillah ninu. Derech tzachus, it's not that the brim is closed. It's just that you need to, the person that's marech b'tefillah will get a tefillah answered. However, it has to be, mekubal b'yoytzer al yidei demoyz. It has to be an emes tefillah. Korev Hashem l'chol korev, l'chol shikuv emes. The person has to be korev emes. Terrific. So we have a yechirlis for yachat b'mekabal tefillah. If he's metamet and he's mechaven. And what does the person do if he's not mechaven? And he's not metamet, it's taka. Person that davens a regular shmei nesrei and he doesn't have anything special and he's not marech b'tfilah and he's not kavel l'shem and he just says the regular words. Is there any heter for a person, befrat if he's not being mechaven karoi, what heter does he have to daven? Chertza, brach levatol. So interesting, the Torah Tamima there, he says one line, he says, kinira lav kuli alma hochis tzvirilu. He says, after he brings down the Eliezer's drasha, he says, nira lav kuli alma hochis tzvirilu. That miyirim shechor beis mikdash, sosam shari, nira l'shari tzvilu. Sosam loy pirish. Lule de mistafina mina would just be leg two. He says, that's why the Gemara brings down the next two members of Rav Chanan bar Chanina and Rav Choma bar Chanina right afterwards. It says, "Kol amarich b'tvilasay, ain't tvilasay chazer zoykim. Misha ispalo v'lo inena yasav ispalo." We're coming to bring down that those that are chaylik from Eliezer, Rav Elazar, that in Chanami, there even mizmanenu it shayech to be makabel the tvilas. But I thought maybe you could say a different part, which is for sure true. It's for sure true. Bekamel kremes lachor and chas that tvilas are help even mizmanenu after chomis hamikdash even by yochid for sure. Just thought maybe to leg to a different part. There's Yodua that Reb Chaim says the first shtickel in Hechos Tefila on the Rambam. He says he has a theory on the Rambam. The Rambam says Mitzad Echa that the person that's mechaven kavon is ma'akiv in the Tara Tefila. The Rambam says Mitzad Sheni he brings down the Gemara that we're going to see soon. Daf Lamed Aleph Mirtz Hashem. Gemara says that somebody you have to be mechaven in the whole Tefila. If you can't be mechaven the whole Tefila, then at least be mechaven in Avos. One man says Moedim. We pass can at least in other ways the person should be mechavin. And the Ram brings down that halacha as well. So fact Reb Chaim, steer. Is tefillah ma'akev in the ganze tefillah or is tefillah ma'akev only in other ways? Says Reb Chaim, there's two dini tefillah, there's two dini kavana. There's one kavana that a person is oimin lifnei amokim. When you're davening, you're oimin lifnei amalech. That kavana is ma'akev in the entire tefillah. I ain't shown chazanish, what is ma'ir on it. But says Reb Chaim, that hakara that you're oimin lifnei amalech, that's ma'akev in the ganze tefillah. It's not a ma'isa tvilo if you don't realize what you're doing. Then there's a nochat kavana. There's a kavana of pirush amilim. Kavana of pirush amilim is ma'akiv only in the first bracha. Like Tzur Reb Chaim, he says, but a person that knows, since pirush amilim is a din that's miyuchid for tvilo, says, kiven the kavana zu misyemas rak betvilo. It's not a regular din of kavana like kavanas be mitzvahs that you realize that you're doing a mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is how he learns the first kavana. You realize you're being amil lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're davening. There's another din of pirush amilim. He says, "Aminon af agav de ina yochel akaima mikomokom shaper chayla leachoyves tvi'lo shiase oisay kechol amitzvus v'isbaydin tvi'lo." You're mechuyev to do it. You're right. Even as long as you're makir that you're emun lefnei amelech, you have a ma'isa tvi'lo. Then even if you're not going to be mechaven, you have to daven. You have a chiyuv. You have a mitzvah tvi'lo. Now, if you weren't mechaven in avos and you could daven again and be mechaven, then you're mechuyev to go back again and daven. But even if a person doesn't know he's able to be mechaven, he has to daven tzavisay. He has to daven because there's a choyvas tefila. That means that even if a person is not mechaven the milim, it doesn't make a difference. There's a mitzvah tefila, and once there's a mitzvah tefila, even if the person's not mechaven, that's okay. With that in mind, l'chayro, we can say the same thing over here. That be'etzim, even though a person's not mechaven and it doesn't have the HaKadosh Baruch Hu kilu doesn't hear our tefilas, but the mitzvah tefila is still there. The koyach of the tefila. We're maybe lacking if we don't have the richtig kavana, but the mitzvah tefillah you still have. Once you there's a mitzvah, and this is really where Reb Chaim likes to. He says kol shekein lefi the Rambam that learns that really there's a mitzvah chiyum midaraisa to be mispal. He says pirush amilim kenzan is only din derabanan. Memeila as long as you have the tzuris mitzvah, then you're yitzah. Really says certainly there's no problem. You're allowed to daven. You're a person's mechuyev to daven even if it's not mechaven. Even if it's not mechaven. I just wanted to like to maybe you could say it's even more geshmak a little bit. If we can understand what the Indian of tefillah is, the Mishnah says we saw the Mishnah on Daf Chof Chesam and Beis. Ha'oisa tefillah mitzvah Hashem will see the halachas this week. Beis Hashem. It says ha'oisa tefillah say keva. No, I'm sorry. Ha'oisa tefillah say keva in tefillah say tachanunim. Somebody makes the tefillah say keva in tefillah say tachanunim. And Mishnah Pirkei Avos says the same thing. Al tas tefillah say keva al rachim v'tachanunim lifnei amokim. And that's how we pass on the halacha lemaisan to mitzadiches yispalel odom loshen lemechabriz mitzadiches tif gimel yispalel derech tachanunim kiroshem mevakish bepesach. Person has to daven like he's asking for a kadosh baruch hu. I need refuah. I need parnasa. I need slicho. I need deyo. All the things that we're davening for, a person has to be mevakish kiroshem koni amir bepesach. Fact also of kelm. What does it mean? V'avtas Hashem lekecha b'chol levav b'chol nafshcha b'chol moedecha. You say, Ezu avoydeh shebelev. Have you ever do tefillah? What's an avoidah if you're asking for yourself? Avoidah is that you're working for somebody else. Avoidah zarach gavaya. When you're doing avoidah Hashem, you're working kilo for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could you say that tefillah is considered avoidah if the whole Indian of tefillah is ke'ani amavakish v'pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give me this, please give me that, please give me the other thing. Avoidah is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is avoidah for herself. As they fact out of Kelm. Could I have everybody to see it, Agav? In Chochma Musar, the second chelik, the first shtickle. Volba says that's the Ikar Maimer on Indian of Tefillah, he says. Short shtickle. He asks another two questions. He says, Behektim, what's Lechura, two arts, two big arts that a person has to ask on the whole Indian of Tefillah. The first thing is, why is the person asking to change his Masif? We know that a person has to be able to Kaddish Baruch Hu no matter what Masif he's in. Whether he's healthy, whether he's not healthy. Whether he has money, whether he doesn't have money. Whether he has a parnasa, he doesn't. Whether he has a shidduch, he doesn't have a shidduch. Why is a person davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu to change the matzav if fakert? He says the big, like the Mesil Sharm says, that the big tzaddikim, they wanted to be over to Kadosh Baruch Hu despite the Yisurim. Despite the whole union of Yisurim Shalava, that a person will despite the Yisurim that he has, he's going to be over to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to show the teikiv avas at the Kadosh Baruch Hu. What is he trying to change? And even more so, he asks as follows. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's best for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's best for us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he loves us more than we love ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a ear. For sure, he has the ability to hear. If we have Ava for ourselves, and he put in that Ava for ourselves, for sure, he who made it, for sure, he has a bigger Ava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us much more than we love ourselves. And he wouldn't want to do anything to us that would harm us, that wouldn't be good for us. So if he did anything, so why is a person davening that should change? L'chor HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's best for a person. Says the Alta of Kelm, in a Hanami. He says, the reason why tefillah is considered avodah, he says, the Indian of tefillah is that, we talk, I don't know what's good for us, what's not good for us. The Indian of tefillah is, it's a exercise in emunah, in hashkacha. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be makir, that everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. When we daven for parnasa, it's because we realize that the only one that can give us parnasa is you. When we daven for refuah, it's because only you could give. When we daven for deya, it's only you. Shema Keleinu, only you can help us out, Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what it is. The inyan of tefillah is to be maimik, to be machter, to inculcate into ourselves that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who could answer our tefillahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the makar. And that's the avoidah. The avoidah is really to get to a core of hashkacha process. That's really what it is. It's lav dafka to get an answer. And our tefillah is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what's best for us. We think for us, this is the best. We're davening for it. But whatever you say is the best, that's really what it is. We realize that we think that we need parnasa, and that's what would be best for us. I just saw a verse that somebody asked. I heard this actually from a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, Motra Zuckerman. But I saw it now printed in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim Latera. It says that somebody came to Chofetz Chaim, and Chofetz Chaim asked him, how you doing? So he says, Baruch Hashem, but could be better. So he says, how do you know? Chofetz Chaim says, how do you know? He says, if it could be better, it would be better. From the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you in this matzah, this is the best. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it's the best. Does that mean you shouldn't daven? No. The reason why you're supposed to daven is to be maimik in it, that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu could get me out of the situation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu get me out. And the truth is that if you just listen to the Beis HaLakim, the Mabit, he has a rich when he gets a tefillah. But he lived at the time of the Beis Yosef. He says as follows. In the Iker Indian of tefillah is, Shlo yosim odom agamas ponov kishmispala shatishma tefillasi. When a person is davening, the Iker is not that his tefillah should be answered. K'moy she'amru, soiv bali dey keiv leiv. Like the Unzer Gemara says in the Aflamid Beis, that a person is marach b'tefillasi and he's hoping that it's going to get answered, then soiv bali dey keiv leiv. Because the Shbrochum might not answer in the way that he wants. So what does it mean that a person after he davened, he's supposed to take be mispavel three brachas ke'eved hanoitol pras? He's thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu. You say moedim ke'eved shenotol pras mi beis hamelech. What do you mean? Kilo as if your tefillah was answered. What do you mean? You're not even supposed to daven that your tefillah should be answered. As a matter of fact, it says in Unzer Gemara that if you daven and your tefillah wasn't answered, daven again. That means that your tefillah is not always answered. So what does it mean that every Shemayna Esrei, when you, the last three brachites, Ritzei, Moedim, Sim Shalom, you're being Yishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki'ilu, as if your tefillah, Ke'eved HaMakabal Prasmi Beis HaMelech, Ki'ilu as HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you what you wanted. What do you mean? A person, Lav Dafka, got an answer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? says the Beis Halakim, says the Mabed as follows. Kiloi haisa hatachlas atvilo. Shiach sheba atzme ki'ilu kfar nena. Right? When he's ki'ilu, a person, when he's saying the last three brachis, ke'evet shekibo pras mirama, he's supposed to think ki'ilu as he was ready nena. Kiloi haisa hatachlas atvilo kidei shiyane. The tachas atvilo was lav dafka that he should get answered. Ela lahurish shein bo'olun namisha roi lispalo. Ela kelyas barach. The purpose of the tefillah is to be machter, to inculcate, to integrate into yourself this idea that the only one that can answer, that can help us, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulahakashu chosim mikol v'chol b'zeh oilam v'ein mishimah l'chasrein elahu yizbarach. And a person really has no yecharlis except for the Rebbeinu Shalom to get what he needs. U'mesaper l'fanim chasrein oisef, and you should tell the HaKadosh Baruch Hu what you need. Lahor yizeh inyan v'seif haschar lovei. Really, you're standing in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu, why the Chazal were misakin to ask for parnaso and for refuah and for deo and for gula and all the different things, is because we're trying to get it to the point that we realize that everything that we need is from Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't just say Kadosh Baruch Hu, how great you are. No, we're asking for all these things to be makir, that it's only Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us these things. Avaloi shetia etfilu letachlas hasagas hamavukish. Says the Mabit, but not the purpose of tefillah is lav dafka to get what we're asking for. Shenemar, that a person would say, Shemo yodeh shlo yenena bais tefillah la yomer yisoh. That's the person knows for sure that when he davens, he's not going to get an answer from the tefillah. He knows, Moshe Rabbeinu knew before 515 tefillahs, nothing to talk about. I'd rather not daven the tefillah. It could be that he needs all them compounded together. But a person knew that he wouldn't get the tefillah, that he wouldn't daven. He wouldn't be answered, he wouldn't daven. That's not the inyan b'chlal. The inyan of the tefillah is that a person is makir, that it's Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting, we find in many places that in Chazal that this Indian is clear. It says why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the Ovis and the Mois Akaris, Okar and Akaris? It says Baruch Hu Mis'av Lesvasin Shal Tzadikim. That sounds a little bit weird. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. If we look at Tefillah as a way to get out of the problem, so why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them into a problem so that they should daven so they'd be able to get out of the problem? Just don't give them the problem in the first place. Why are we giving them, also it says by Kriyas Yamsuf, Hishminias Kareleich. That Chazal say, Moshe Lamad Over Deme. Chal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them into a matzav right before Kriyas Yantif, that the yam was on one side, and those wild animals on another side, and the Mitzrayim coming back from the other side. They were totally stuck. They cried out, Mitzakub Nei Yisrael Hashem. They cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Medrash, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them into that situation so that they should daven. It's Moshe Lamad Over Deme to a woman who was in the forest, and she gets accosted by a bunch of thugs, and she's screaming, and she sees the king passing by. She says, King, please help me. And the king, sure enough, comes with his armies and saves her. And he says, okay, all right, for that, I want to marry you. And she says, no problem. And they get married, and she doesn't say a peep. He's talking to her, and she doesn't say a single thing. So he says, how am I going to get her to... Before I married her, she's screaming out, King, you're the best, you help me, Bapulu. Now I marry her, she doesn't say a single thing. He says, I want to hear her voice again, let me hear her. So he tells a bunch of his henchmen, go jump her. She's going to go outside, go jump her. Sure enough, she walks out of the palace, and they jump her, and she starts screaming, King, 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 please help me. He says, oh, that's what I wanted to hear. Says Chazal, that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. When the Klai was in Mitzrayim, Vitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem, they called it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vitzaku min avodo, it says. They called it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After they got in Mitzrayim, that's it, they were free. They weren't diving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. Because the Baruch Hu says, I want to hear it. I want to hear your tefillah. He put them into the situation so that they should daven. He put them in a situation that will be stuck, Chazal say, Medrash Rabbah, that they should daven. So it's a little bit weird. They put them into the situation. If the whole purpose of tefillah is an ATM machine, they should be able to get what you need, or to get you out of the situation, your problem. So why did Kadosh Baruch Hu put them into the situation that they should daven to be able to get out of the situation? Elamai, the tefillah in and of itself is the tachlis. The tefillah Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the tefillah itself. That is the tachlis. And the truth is that Be'etzim Mishnah Berurah says it. On that halacha in Tzadi Chesiv Gimel, Yispal Derech Tachanun Kirasha Mevakish BePesach, says Mishnah Berurah, in Tzadi Ches, he says, what does that mean? You should daven like a Rasha Mevakish BePesach Benachas. Siv Gimel, Yispal Derech Tachanunim Kirasha Mevakish BePesach uBenachas. Is that two different things or one thing? Says Mishnah Berurah, Hu Inin Echad. It's all one thing. But Tzayna Loimar Shimrena Benachas Loshin Tachanunim Kimish Mevakish Racham Alat. So you say it as if you're asking Rachamim about yourself. V'yosim alibor, she'ein b'yad shum nivra. And a person should pay attention, should be made some late. That there's no creature, created being, malach, or imazel, or kochav in Israel, in Hebrew they say Bekochav. He's like he's a star. There's no star. No one, whether he's a professor or whatever it is, there's no star. There's nothing. There's no malach. There's no mazel. There's nothing in the world that can that a person. That's what the tefillah is. It's not enough to get it. It's the hakara. A person should be amazingly. That's the hakara that a person is supposed to do. A person is supposed to have by davening. The Kuzri says something interesting. Kuzri says, why do we daven 3 times a day? He says it's like breakfast, lunch, and supper. But nobody asked. Did anybody ask why do we eat 3 times a day? Breakfast, why do we have to eat every day? Breakfast, lunch, and supper, cereal every single day. Pasach. Never heard it. Right? Even if a person would have the same meal every day. Person realizes you have to be able to live. You have to have breakfast to get you to lunch to get you supper, supper to get you to breakfast. Says the Kuzri that davening is spiritual food. It's ochel and neshama. It's the person you need chakras to get you to mincha to get you to marv to get you to chakras. That's the person. According to this, the word is that it's akar. It's the emuno that we're, which is the ikar, the lev. Vocha bakik v'midan alachas. The Gemara says in the end of Bakis. V'tzalik v'emunas yichid. There's one mitzvah. Says the Marasho. We know that the 248 limbs in a person's body are connected to 248 mitzvahs. That's saying, what's connected to the heart? He says the emuno. Tzalik v'emunas yichid. That's the heart. The male person's, the heart of a yid is emuno. Every day he needs to pump himself another emuno. Shachris, mincho, marv. Again, to be maimik, that idea. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Interesting ma'isa. Rav Volbo, when he was mashgiach in yeshiva Givat Shaul, he was mashgiach, and in the summer they used to daven mincha at 7 o'clock. And he would never daven at yeshiva. Gets to there, pressured him. Why was mashgiach? Mashgiach not davening at yeshiva. Why are we daven mincha? They daven after second seder. Shkiva was much later. But Kitzer, at one point, he just broke and he says, what can I do? He says, I can't wait so long to daven to the Rebbeinu Shalom. I can't wait so long. All the way from Shachar, 7 o'clock in the morning, to 7 o'clock at night. You need the 7, that's basically what the Kuzri was saying. The Kuzri was saying that you need from 7 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock till 10 o'clock, so on. That's get a person to from one side to the next. One tefillah to the next tefillah. That's the essence. Feel that. The fetus is sorry, we could really understand what Reb Chaim was saying, that it's shaykh to have a ma'isa tefillah. If a person is makir that he's able to finish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or a person is makir that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if he doesn't have pure shamilim, and even his damachavin, that is etzem ma'isa tefillah. The etzem ma'isa tefillah, even with manenu, and it's zikr not a bracha levatolo, that's the mitzvah tefillah. The mitzvah tefillah is the koro that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One last thing, the Hemshech Gemara says that this dalad dvarim tzvichin tana rabbanim arbar dvarim tzvichin chizuk. Rashi says tzvichin chizuk. Every mashgiach probably has mentioned this Rashi. This Gemara in this Rashi, I don't know how many countless times. She's chazik odam bahen tomer b'chol koichin. Person has chazik bahen tomer b'chol koichin. As a matter of fact, the medayik that we learn out from the lashon of chazak or amet, tera ma'isim tovim. You need there's 4 things: tera ma'isim tovim, tefila, and derech eretz. So Torah, Ma'aseh, and Tevim, one is learned out of Chazak, one is learned out of Va'ameit. When it comes to Tefillah, it's learned out of Chazak and Va'ameit together. You need Torah, Ma'aseh, and Tevim, Minayin, Shnemer, Rak, Chazak, Va'ameit. Chazak, Batur, Va'ameit, Ma'aseh, and Tevim. Tefillah, Minayin, Shnemer, Kavil Hashem, Chazak, Va'ameit, Libach, Va'kavil Hashem. It says both of them together. By Tefillah, there's an extra level. There's an extra level of Tefillah. Because first of all, I heard somebody said, there's one before you start getting. To get the shachris, you need the chazak to get out of bed to be able to get the shachris. And then once you get the shachris, the daven with kavana is also another thing. Once a guy gets the base medrash and he has the gemara open, it's much easier to learn. Once he got out and got to the base medrash, that's already. But he doesn't have the same yitzhar not to come to the base medrash, maybe. He only needs one. But for tefillah, you need everything. The shaila is, the gemara says as well, davov, those that remember, says, Dvar ma'im de merumi shalaylam, uvene adam izalzan boy. Says about tefillah, something which is aimed beruma shalaylam, and people are mezalzel. What's not going to pshat? Why are people mezalzel in something which is so chashev and needs chizik so much? It's the most chashev thing, and people mezalzel in it. So I thought that there's 4 basic reasons why. One is because a person's having the same tefillah 3 times a day for the last 20, 30 years. It's monotonous. It's almost the same. It's the same thing day in day out. The second thing is it's a person not always mitkasher to what he says, either because he doesn't know what the words mean, or because the way that the tefillah, maybe he holds that he doesn't need it. He doesn't I was speaking to somebody in their 80s, they told me that when they were younger, they never davened for parnasa. They never had an issue with parnasa. They never davened for parnasa. That's not right. Not that they wouldn't say the tefillah of Baruch Aleinu, but the daven specifically, that they're not mitzkasher. They don't, either they don't understand, they're not. The third thing is because the person always has 1,000 things to do at the time that he's davening. So you want to finish up so you can get to all the things you have to do. And the fourth reason is because a lot of times the person thinks that now let's feel his help. Yeah, I think that probably everybody could tell me a time, or tell themselves a time, that they feel that the tefillahs are mamash answered. But to say that all the tefillahs that we daven all the times are always answered, shver, mamela, it's hard to mechaven. However, if you understand that the inyan of tefillah is this inyan, it's the akar, it's lav dafka, to get to the tzitzah, that Hashem is going to answer the tefillah that you want. It's well known that Nachshon Waxman was a soldier who was captured by the Arabs about 20 years ago, 25 years ago, and he was everybody was davening for him. Everybody was davening for him, even the Chilonim were davening for him. People, mamish, the entire country got together. Tens of thousands of people were davening, and unfortunately, he was killed. Mekitzer, a Freya radio station. They interviewed the father, and they said, "Oh, now what do you have to say? What do you have to say now? After all the tefillahs, Kilo, where's the Kadosh Baruch Hu?" The father says, Mutar la'aba lagid lo. Father could say no. Sometimes the answer is no. But that, once again, the inyan of the tefillah is lav dafik the answer to tzitzah. It's lav dafik. The inyan of the tefillah is the akar that is coming from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Memeila, even though it's the same tefillah every single day. It's not that, it's the akara that every single thing, yeah, the parnasa that you have in Baruch Hashem, you had parnasa since the time, the mice is only for Kadosh Baruch Hu. And in a second, the story with the Chavetz Chaim, and somebody told the Chavetz Chaim, he said, such a diversified portfolio that Kadosh Baruch Hu can't make him poor. He said, even if you take away this, he has that. Even if you take away that, he has this. Chavetz Chaim says, I don't know about that. I think he probably could make you poor. He says, even if you can't take away your money from you, he can take you away from your money. So. Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's all from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's all from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. A person's parnasa is from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And a person's health is from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And a person's geula and his day and his atachin al das. The very fact that a person can think. Right? The Targum says, the good ideas that you have, who gave you those good ideas? What do you mean? I brainstorm. What does that mean? You brainstorm. What does that mean? You press the button and you brainstorm. Who brainstorms? The Kadosh Baruch Hu gives ideas. Kadosh Baruch Hu, all that is, that's the akara. The main, like, even if a person davens the same tefillah every single solitary day, it's that akara that he's trying to get. And that's how a person can be mitkasher the tefillah. That's really, that's the inyan of tefillah. And if a person would have that akara, then he wouldn't be so lachutz to take care of all the other things he has to take care of, because he realizes that the ikur hatzlocha that he has is through his davening, it's through the akara that it's all coming from Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the best way. And not only that, that's a person thinks that his tefillahs aren't helpful. The tefillah is always helpful. That's what the Mabit says this himself. Every tefillah is helpful because every tefillah helps you to a greater extent have that knowledge, have that akara that all comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's lamaisa. Besides that, the Medrash says yesh tefillah shenenis la'arboim yoyim, yesh tefillah shenenis la'shloishim yoyim, yesh tefillah shenenis la'asim yoyim, yesh tefillah shenenis la'shloishim yoyim, yesh tefillahs that are nena miyan. I think there's another place in Chazal that says that certain tefillahs are nena for after 10 years, after 20 years, after 50 years, after 80 years, more the Chazal go through. Every tefillah is nena. Is it always nena the way we want? Love dafka. But every tefillah is nena. We end off with the story from Rabbi Levine. It's well known. Story from Rabbi Levine. That an almana came to Rabbi Levine. And she said to him, Rebbe, please help me understand. My husband, he was nifter. What happened to all those tefillahs that we davened for him? What happened? We davened our hearts out for him. What happened to all those tefillahs? Said Rabbi Levine, he says, there's no tefillah that went to waste. He says, you know how many people were saved from accidents? You know how many people that were got parnasa? You know how many people that, how much shefa came down to the brio? How many people were saved from illnesses because of your tefillahs? Because Baruch, for whatever reason, he felt that this is the best thing to do. But Chas v'Shalom, that any tefillah went to waste, every single tefillah, Kadosh Baruch Hu hears. Even, b'zman hazeh, chachor v'zeh 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 v'